state could be described as those who stand in the way of a two-state solution. And it is only through this perversion that in an age when the idea of the nation is still tied for almost all states to the idea of a common history, language, ethnicity, and remnants of religion, Israel is singled out as uniquely deviant. But why go to all that effort to single out a group and distort reality? Because we humans have a primal need for scapegoats. And for whatever reason, my people have been the designated scapegoats for so many and for so long. For medieval Christianity, we stood between a brutish and nasty world and salvation. For Germany, for Europe, we stood between them and glory. For Stalin, we stood in the way of communist utopia. And today, why bother fighting colonialism and its aftermath? Easier to designate Zionists as colonialists and blame them. Why do the hard work of fighting racism and its many manifestations across all societies? Easier to designate Zionism as racism and apartheid and blame it. Why acknowledge the tremendous difficulties of living up to the ideals of human rights? Designate Zionism in Israel as its greatest violators and blame them. But the problem with human scapegoats is that unlike ancient animal ones, humans might resist their sacrifice a bit more. And we can't have that happen, can we? So action must be taken to reduce their resistance. How? Strip them of their defenses. Push them to the margins. Step by step, take away that which protects them. But it must be done gradually. Anti-Semitism did not start by stripping Jews of their citizenship, confiscating their assets, and pushing them into ghettos. It started by slowly pushing Jews out of the positions they were able to attain after several decades of European emancipation. It operated by making it more and more difficult for Jews to feel comfortable in European society. Anti-Semitism also lured Jews into dropping their defenses, preventing them from organizing against the coming danger, telling them that if they were the good kind of Jew, for example, in Germany, those who fought for Germany in World War I, they would be spared. They were not. Note how anti-Zionism operates now. Its main targets are the two places where Jews have organized most effectively for their defense: the State of Israel and the pro-Israel lobby in the U.S. The legitimacy of both is relentlessly and uniquely questioned. Jews, now designated as Zionists, are increasingly pushed out of certain spaces. Jewish students in the U.S. are slowly pulling out of universities, known for their virulent anti-Zionism. Liberal activist Jews are finding they are increasingly unwelcome in progressive circles. Jews here in Britain are finding they can no longer be in the Labour Party, their traditional political home, wondering if they might one day have to leave the country altogether. Anti-Zionism also lures Jews to give up their defenses. We heard it here. Why don't we all live together in a single state? Yes, we know that nowhere in the Arab world have Jews ever been treated as equals and were violently ethnically cleansed when they dared raise their heads. Yes, we know that by national state, certainly in this region, but not only, descend into bloody mayhem, but we assure you, this one will work. Just forgo your insistence on having your own state where you control your defense. Anti-Zionists also insist on their respectability. They will try to convince you that the fact that the targets of this new form of virulent hatred bear a striking resemblance to those who were targets in previous times is sheer coincidence. They will insist that the fact that the charges against this group appear like variations on the ancient themes of anti-Semitism is sheer coincidence. They might even convince you they are fighting anti-Semitism, but the old, easy-to-identify kind, which we already know is bad.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's time for Viva Lamar.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansavar. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark. I'm on fire. I'm the match. And I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lock. I am the pillar. I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer. I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle. I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Hey, Mark. Thanks a lot. You look so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
On the loose, she's a shadow of the truth. gift. A sleepy dream memory of our first kiss. Cast your shadow in my direction. 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 The Sandman comes tonight, I have a request. A snapshot dream you keep, sake of your embrace. Cast your shadow in my direction. 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 Cast your shadow over here. We'll make shadow plays. We'll dig shallow graves in my shady shadow cave. Shadow grows longer in my twilight sleep. I wallow and remember your lock me keep. Cast your shadow in my direction. 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 Bring back shadows of your affection. Cast your shadow in my direction. Back shadows of your protection. Cast your shadow in my direction.
Thank you.
their Nature Film album. That is Columbus, Ohio's own Scrawl here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Scrawl, how about some Beat Happening with a Cast of Shadow in that set of music. Also went back to 2004 for a release called If Not For Hovering by a band named Joss. Drummer actually sent that to me back in 2004, and I still have it, and I still play it. So, Chris, if you're listening, still playing your music. The song was called My Own Ghost, and start off the entire set. Speaking of My Own Ghost, Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is... It's Paul. It is. It's Paul. But people call me the Mockster because it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every week at this very time. And I want to thank you for joining in and tuning in and figuring out what's going on. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I got to figure that out, too. Hopefully I have time to do that. What I do have time to is go back to an album that came out in 1998, but the advance copies of it, which came out in 1997, had a completely different track listing. And they scrapped it, went back, and then reissued it. We're talking about the Come Clean album by Bloomington, Indiana's own Mysteries of Life.
Is there something to say after a long goodbye? It's never too late when you recognize. I'm getting to know you like I knew myself.
about it. About it. Slipping in between her legs, he decides it's a good place to be. It's a great place to hide from the love that he's had, from the love that could be. Know about it.
gonna dance.
Title track from Duane Eddy's Dance with the Guitar Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program with the Rebelettes taking some vocals on that one. Before the Duane Eddy, how about some Martin Zeller? Went back to his debut solo. Martin Zeller was the lead singer of the Gear Daddies. Put out one, if not two. I'm thinking he had two solo albums. That was from Born Under and East Side Boys. Also played Uncle Green. You always have to play a little Uncle Green here and there. You've got an Uncle Green, don't you? Yeah, I don't either. But I played some Uncle Green with I Don't Want to Know About It from their Book of Bad Thoughts album. And Mysteries of Life started off everything with an album track that never came on the album. It was on the advance. It was supposed to be on the album. And then when the album finally got issued, they scrapped the tracks and the track listing and the whole nine yards and just put out a different album. Now a lot of the same songs, most of the same songs are on the official release from RCA Records from 1998. The album is called Come Clean, but I think one of the best songs on the album got scrapped. Wish You Well, the name of that song. You know, I play that Duane Eddy, and as I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, self, do you remember what Top 40 radio really sounded like back in the 70s? And Self goes, yes, Mockster, you do. But I'm saying, no, let's pretend I don't, because I've got to ask Jay Thurber, because he might. And now you can be like, hey, okay, Gen Xer, get to your point. Well, guess what? My point is Jay Thurber's got a little program called Radio 9. It happens from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT, and he's got a mix of oldies and he's got a mix of newies. He's got a mix of snark in there, and it's exclusively on the airwaves here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can find it streaming on WRCT.org, but you can also find it on WMCK.FM, Tube City Online Radio. I mentioned the Jay Thurber because last week I was listening to his program. It was such a wonderful program to listen to while I was cleaning out the shed, the old storage shed. And people walked by and said, wow, you are a hoarder. And I said, thank you. And by cleaning it out, I'll tell you what I did. I took a bunch of stuff out of it. I threw a few things away. And then I put all that stuff I took out and I just put it back in. But hopefully more neatly so that I can fit more stuff in there. And that was the goal, to fit more stuff in there. And where am I going with this? Well, I was listening to Jay Thurber, and he played Paul Sebastian with the theme to Welcome Back, Kotter. And I love Paul Sebastian's theme to Welcome Back, Kotter. But being the Mockster, I also love Rex Daisy's cover of said theme to Welcome Back, Kotter.
Welcome back. Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you've hung around, but those dreams have remained and they turn around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Well, we teased him a lot, but we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Since you've been gone, I shut my eyes. Thank you.
From the Wall to Wall Sessions, that's Chris Mills with Escape from New York wrapping up that set of music. Before the Chris Mills, Gigolo Ants went back to the minor chords and major themes release for the song The Big Lie. Yeah, the album came out 20 plus years ago. So it's not about the current Big Lie, it's about a different Big Lie. Jack Lee before that, Jack Lee. You might remember Jack. He was in The Nerves with Paul Collins and Peter Case. Wrote Hanging on the Telephone. Also wrote that song, Come Back and Stay. I didn't realize he wrote it. Like, I knew the Paul Young version from the 80s that was the hit. I actually didn't know Jack Lee wrote that. And I picked up this Jack Lee album, and that was on there. And I was like, wow. Wow. Oh, and I start off the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their version of the Paul Sebastian theme to Welcome Back, Kotter, conveniently called Welcome Back. Welcome back. Welcome back to whatever you were doing, and you're here with me. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate you tuning in. Hey, you know what? That was a nice little pop set of music, if I do say so myself. And when I say things about pop sets of music, I'm very excited to tell you that you should be pulling up a chair because it is breakfast for dinner here at WRCT on Sunday nights. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired is back. Yeah, he took a little hiatus, but he is back serving up that audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic, it is anything that feeds the mind. That is why it is breakfast for dinner. It's sugary and gooey all at the same time. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. right here on 88.3. Or streaming, you can do that too. I do that a lot. WRCT.org is how you find it. Streaming. Let's just stay in this kind of pop sense I got going. Why not? How about some Plimsolls? It's Viva La Mock. We'll be right back.
Love is the life we say we need. But then it's love that tears our lives apart. Last night I let somebody down in a sudden change of fate. I'm still trying to figure out just why, when she needed me, the only thing I could do was break away. Break away. I could not hold her, I could not stay. Break away. Break away. The love we thought we had was not in me. I'm alone at the end of the day, looking ahead to another place and
I could not hold her.
Hailing from Detroit, Michigan, the one and only MC5 wrapping up that set of music, asking you to do what I just did and kick out the jams. Sadly, if you didn't realize this, the lead singer of the MC5, Rob Tyner, he actually passed away at the age of 46 of a heart attack. Yeah, that's called hard living, in my mind. Before that, from the Pawn Shop Years album, that's Buick McCain, a project featuring Alejandro Escovedo, doing a fellow Michiganders pen tune. Yeah, Iggy Pop or the Stooges actually did that originally. Loose was the name of the song that you heard Buick McCain cover. Also, some Del Fuego's in there. Went back to the Smoking in the Fields album for Breakaway from, I think, 1989 is when that one came out. Struffed the entire set with the Plimsolls with Everyday Things. I was just talking about Peter Case. The set before that, I played some Jack Lee, and I was like, ah, he was in a band called The Nerves with Peter Case and Paul Collins, and then look what I do. I go and I play some of Peter Case's post-Nerves project, the Plimsolls. Gets us to where we are now. We are about a minute, just a shy over a minute before the top of the hour. That gives me plenty of time to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling Program, which is located just 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, they've actually received a grant. And this grant is helping them expand the facility so that they can process any all types of foam marked number 6. That's clean plates, that's bowls, that's clamshells, that's egg cartons, that's trays. It's that block protective packaging foam that you find when you buy like electronics or furniture. They can recycle it. The grant has actually been made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg. For more information, call them up at 724-879-4020 or visit them online at westmorelandcleanways.org. Got more music for you. coming up right after this.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one.